Yes, I believe we're about to begin.
This is the planet Earth.
We're in a now that's parallel to our owner. A time shift parallel to our owner. A time shift parallel to our owner. A time shift...
What more closely resembles popular rhythmic music?
You know, I've got stacks of old memories filed inside my head. Would you like to see some?
Only a fool would ignore this.
Well, good evening. Oh, hold on. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live in Vancouver, streaming live everywhere at CITR.ca. My name is Gareth Moses, and this is More Than Human, your weekly electronic fix. With me in the studio tonight is our executive producer, Matthew Griffiths. Good evening, Matthew.
Good evening, Gaz.
How are you?
In good shape, yeah.
Hey, listen, we've got lots on tonight. Ghostbox, Maui jungle sounds, French 70s strangeness. We're going to kick it off, though, with a Powell remix of a Russell Haswell track. This is called Hardware Backflash on More Than Human.
Twin.
As I'm often threatened by people and stuff, physically and violently, this is something I learned in Coventry in 89. It's when you get empty beer cans and then you're ready.
Absolutely extraordinary record, that is, isn't it?
It's completely mad. It's brilliant.
Russell Haswell released an album earlier this year, as short as Night Follows Day, and it's been remixed. And that remix was by Powell.
There's an Alt Echo remix on the record as well, yeah?
Right. Yeah, there is a Stingray remix, neither of which I heard. I just went for the Powell one because we were talking earlier about what a distinctive sound he has, especially as a remixer. Mm-hmm. You just know it's a Powell track as soon as you hear it. That record's been released on Diagonal, and of course that's Powell's label, isn't it?
I think it is.
He runs that.
Yeah, we don't know who that was speaking on the record, do we?
We don't. Russell Haswell is from Coventry, though. And
okay, well there you go. So
whether it's him, I'm not sure, but likely obviously then. It's Coventry centric. I love the Aphex Twin bit, though. It's great. Great. Good evening. Thank you for joining us tonight. We've got the great and rare pleasure of having Matthew in the studio with us. I always try and get him in, but he doesn't.
Rarely available.
Yeah, exactly.
But often have better things to be doing.
Is that there's nothing better than co-hosting more than you.
Rainy Vancouver Sunday night.
We've got tons of great new stuff to play for you, and I think we should crack right on. Patrick Cowley has got a second album out on Dark Entries. It's a compilation of his work that he was mostly used for gay porn soundtracks, as mm-hmm. I understand it. So this new collection is called Muscle Up, and this one's called 5 Ounces of Funk.
Thank you. Timeless Media Incorporated presents Time Bomb, performing on December 10th at the Fortune Sound Club to promote his new album, Chuch. Time Bomb's explosive introduction into the music scene will be underway at one of Vancouver's most electrifying hip-hop shows ever, with guest performances from Waka Flocka Brick Squad's own YG Hootie, Larry June, SD from Chief Keef's GBE, and Ill Chris. This will be a night to remember. Doors open at 9 p.m. The show is 19+, and tickets are available online at fortunesoundclub.com.
eclectic 1080p release earlier this year. That's Nap. Uncharted was the album, and Don't Forget the Records was the very good advice. On the top of that track, have you heard the full Nap tape?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it very much.
Yeah.
It is crazily diverse.
It is crazily diverse.
Which I like.
Yeah. It's very intriguing when people manage to pull that off and just go in all different directions. But that's still my favourite track on it, though. Don't Forget the Records. And before then, I was just looking up online when this Muscle Up new compilation by Patrick Cowley is out on Dark Entries. It's been released, but the vinyl, I think, must have been delayed because it was supposed to be out in November, and Boomcat still doesn't have it. So I want to get that on vinyl.
Oh, I know, yeah.
There's some beautiful long tracks on. There's a 13-minute at the beginning, which is fantastic.
Apparently, since we have a much better-looking Prime Minister than our last one, there's been an explosion of erotic, mostly homoerotic fan fiction about our new Canadian Prime Minister, so maybe we should play some more of that and read out the these Kindle e-books that are all the rage
over a Patrick Cowley soundtrack.
There's lots of good stuff about
there. We go, maybe there's a whole new avenue of
new show on
new
CITR.
Fantastic. The next selection is yours, monsieur.
From London, Adam Oko, an EP called a cassette, Diet of Germs, and we're going to play a track called Suketo. And then from Umfang, who also had a release on 1080p earlier this year, a really good record called OK. An older release, again, a cassette on a little label named Video Game Music. So let's play the Adam Oko. Thank you.
It just talk over it. Just talk. We're like, should we talk over this bit? Is it gonna? What's gonna happen? It just looks like it flatlines.
So that was a track called Suketo from Adam Oko on a cassette on a little label named Astro Dynamics.
That was the first one.
Yeah. From London. There's a nice remix on that cassette by an act out of Portland named Best Available Technology, who had a little release on Astro Dynamics that's really good. And then that was Umfang, who's Emma Olsen from New York, who has the women's collective of DJs and musicians called Disc Woman, and they're pretty cool, and they tour around putting on shows, and she's pretty cool.
And that was on Video Game Music, right? Which is a label I didn't know about that you told me a little something about. But maybe.
No, I don't have any.
Okay, no insights.
No insights. It's too.
But that's a compilation because it's Gardens Volume 2.
Gardens Volume 2, and it's a cassette and about 14 tracks. It's really good.
Oh, excellent. And you can get that on Bandcamp.
On Bandcamp,
right?
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
It feels like we've got lots of spoken samples this evening.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people talking over records. In fact, I'm not sure whether the Aerosmith does or later or not. That's not Aerosmith. That's Aerosmith. great. You're listening to More Than Human with me, Gareth Moses. Matthew Griffiths, our executive producer, is with us in the studio tonight. So that's very good to have him along. He's made a few choices. As the long-term listeners will know, obsession with the Ghostbox label continues apace. Their new 7-inch series, it's not called Study Series, Other Voices, has continued. They're up to 6 and 7 now. So we're going to play a track from each, the brand new ones. Toy, Toy, Toy is number 7, and Cavern of Antimatter is number 6. And Cavern of Antimatter is Tim Gain, formerly of Stereolab. It's his new outfit. So we'll play a track from each, and we'll start with this one, Odin's Jungle by Toy, Toy, Toy.
Shindig. CITR's annual band competition is in its 30th year promoting new, local bands and providing great prizes. Shindig happens every Tuesday at Pat's Pub and Brewhouse at 403 East Hastings Street. So come check out the talent while they compete to win studio time, features in Discorder magazine, buttons, merch, and more. Enjoy locally made beer, pool, and CITR DJs spinning after the bands. It was Shindig Night 8 is happening this Tuesday, December 8th, featuring Francesca Belcourt, Branza, and At Sea. Cover is $6 at the door and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details. Hold my breath and fly away to what a
massively like the band that he fronted. Did he front Stereo Lab, Tim Gaines? I think he was just like he did.
I think they were all equal players.
Fronters.
Yeah.
Tim Gaines, brand new outfit. His outfit is called Cavern of Antimatter. The single track is called Photo Tones, and it's number six in the Other Voices series from Ghostbox. And it had the required Motorik vibe.
Mm-hmm. And Toy 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 is somebody pretending to be somebody? Or?
We don't know. Toy 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 is Sebastian Counts of Berlin. But
fishy.
You called bullshit on that straight away, didn't you? You're like,
Counts, mm.
So, yeah, we think that that's probably a pseudonym for one of the Ghostbox regulars, but we don't know who that would be. That's Other Voices number seven, a track called Odin's Jungle. And we were reading up on Toy Toy Toy, apparently, and maybe you cultured people know this already. It's what you say to an opera singer before she or he goes on stage, the equivalent of saying break a leg to an actor. You
cool.
say, Toy Toy Toy.
Yeah.
I wonder whether you pronounce it that way, but.
Yeah.
What's Oi, Domingo, Toy Toy Toy, mate. Something like that. That's the context.
That's the
gist of it. Fantastic. You're listening to More Than Human here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm very glad that you're here with me and Matthew this evening. I've got a leaky pen, and so my hands are blue.
Mm.
Yes.
Time to play the Aerosmith in that case, I think.
Okay, Aerosmith. It's a split, and I've, of course, forgotten who the split is with. But it doesn't matter because this is really the side you want to listen to. He had a track with Mark Fell out on
Wonderful.
Pan earlier
terrific,
this year. Yeah,
terrific 12-inch,
one of the highlights of the year, I think, that Pan release. This is him on his own. It's a split, but he's on his own on his side with a stonking tune called Airbag. Shall I play it?
Go on. We'll be right back.
That's absolutely brilliant. Airbag by Aerosmith. And on the other side, you'll have a track called Alibi by Addison Groove, which is good, but it's not that. And that was that was really good. Fantastic. We were just talking about the paucity of gigs coming up in the next few weeks, obviously
being Christmas. Yeah.
There's lots of Christmassy events at the Fox and the usual haunts in town. But in terms of electronic gigs, it looked a bit sparse to me.
Right.
So we're going to forego the gig guide for this week. I hope that many of you got down to the Big Joy Festival over the last few days and sampled the delights of the various performers, including Common Vernacular, James Bates, who sits in on this show, and the well-loved Sarah DeVachi was playing as well last night. Yeah, very cool. What else?
Besan Brisé.
You see, that's why you're on tonight, yeah. is for this track, because of the pronunciation issue. Yeah.
I don't have any info in front of me, but you're blessed.
Say it again, though, because you did it so well.
Besan Brisé.
So that's two people.
Paul.
And they released an album called Paul back in 1976. Yeah. And I picked it up recently because it's been reissued. The original will set you back a couple of $100 online. And it's great. More than human type stuff of strange 70s synths and stuff like that. A track called Lundi Matin, which is what we're going to play Monday morning.
Yep.
Hey! Look at me.
So they paired down the original.
But they paired down the original.
From two LPs to one.
I bought the reissue from Dandelion Records, and I was very glad to have found it and picked it up. Yeah. But then upon further investigation, I realized the original was a double and this is a single. So anyway, that doesn't really stop the fact that it's a great record. So should we play some?
Cool, go on.
Thank you.
That's fantastic stuff. Anthony Child, who Matthew just told me is surgeon, right?
Yes.
Techno artist surgeon.
Yeah.
Right. So Anthony Child has this new double album out on Editions Mago called Electronic Recordings from Maui Jungle, Volume 1, and that track was called All Around and Inside.
Yeah.
Again, I know we say this a lot, but the whole record is really fantastic,
yeah,
isn't it?
Good, yeah, yeah.
Do you know whether he just went and took himself off to Maui and played the stuff?
I don't know, but on the front of the record it says, you know, recorded live in Hanaukei, Kauai, you know, on Maui,
yeah. So. And it's got a beautiful cover of the
landscape. Made me want to rush off to Hawaii, that's for sure.
Especially if you're in Vancouver at this time of year, it's the destination of choice. So if you get a chance to listen to the whole thing, I think it's pretty long, but it's one of those wonderfully... ambient records that you can just kind of dissolve yourself into.
Yeah, it's consistently that sort of sound in different keys, RP stuff. It's delicious though.
Fantastic.
And that pole, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's really good.
Yeah.
I always like the fact that this is a bit of a generalization, but a lot of the kind of 70s, it's not really early electronics because that could be like 50s, but, it's a certain kind of proggy electronics. They always usually have some instrumentation over the top that's a non-synthesizer, like the flute or a little trumpet or a saxophone or something like that.
Yeah.
And I always enjoy that kind of contrast between the wonderful synthesizers and then this kind of little piccolo.
They had a chunky thing going on, which was really exciting.
You should listen to the whole thing. There's a lot of sax in it, but it's a really fantastic record. But now I want to search out, I don't have the $160, but I'd like to find out the double album, because the single album's fantastic, but I wonder how the thing was.
See what they cut from it.
Yeah, exactly. I think we're almost there, aren't we? Unfortunately, we've only got time for one more. Thank you for coming in tonight.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It was great. You're going to go back to the Concretism.
Yeah, it's an EP he released this year called Magnox, and we've been big fans of Concretism this show.
We had the chat about Sellafield last time.
He's someone I go back to a lot, and I think he's very talented. And this one is Automated Telemachine. As always, I'd like to thank Matthew. Oh, no, you're here. Yeah, very good. You've been listening to More Than Human. Please stick around for Rhythms India coming up next. Stay tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be back next Sunday at 7, but thanks very much for listening. We'll leave you with Concretism.
Cheers. Night, Matthew.
Bye.
Thank you. Identification code, please.